gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Who Gives an F. I just lost all motivation to do that.
Wow, way to go, Nathan. We're not even 10 seconds in this podcast.
I just came in, dropped trout, and defecated right in front of everyone.
Yeah, and everybody saw the tiny dick you're sporting.
Oh, they could actually see it this time. I'm amazed.
It's an improvement.
Yes, most definitely is, and I'm recording both of us. Fuck!
Oh, god damn it, dude.
It's okay.
You're terrible at this. How did you fuck that up?
Oh, I had a button down because I was editing something earlier.
Ah. Well, this episode of Who Gives a F, we brought back a very special guest. Everybody knows him. They love him. It's AJ Simmons, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
All the flunkies love AJ.
The flunkies.
That's what we call our fans.
The flunkies.
The flunkies.
The proper etiquette with them. It's the PC way of addressing our audience.
Let's be honest. Nobody who listens to our podcast graduated the ninth grade.
Well, I mean, you don't... Can you fail outside of actually dropping out of school? They're so incentivized now to just put you through. I mean, you totally could. You could go through the entirety of your schooling with a helmet and come out with like a 4.0.
I don't think they kick you out. I think they just strongly encourage you not to come back.
Okay, yeah, they just push you out and be like, hey, homeschool is an awesome idea.
Yeah, you know, you can just watch a lot of videos on Flat Earth. It'll be great.
Yeah, you can go take the course of Kyrie Irving, you fucking shit Flat Earther.
Is that what he believes?
Yeah, he said that in some fucking bullshit podcast somewhere. Yeah, but yes.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Hey man, don't disrespect the Flat Earthers.
Well, I mean, why? Why wouldn't I? I should disrespect everything they're about.
No, because then they'll say they probably have some pronoun and that they like to go by, and now they're offended that you're just calling them whatever.
Yeah, they're called truthers, man.
Truthers like that dude on fucking the History Channel that's like, aliens.
Now, that dude has incredible resources backing him, though.
No, he doesn't. That incredible resources is he drops hella amounts of acid.
Possibly. And a lot of hair gel.
Oh, dude, he looks like he eats the hair gel. That never even makes it to his hair.
So, AJ, it's been a while since you've been on, so what have you been up to since the last time we saw you? It's been a minute.
Drinking a lot of beers, doing stand-up, and, yeah, running comedy shows, kind of.
You're just like, I'm winging this shit.
Winging it, yeah. No sleep's been good since the last time we talked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been good.
Sold out.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Real good. Wade did a really good job that last show.
Oh, you're sweet.
So picks sweet. Didn't happen.
There's a couple picks of Wade. We got some Wade footage.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
Thanks to you, you helped me put me in a decent situation to try to be my best.
Yeah, no. You brought your A game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
you've been doing more shows, though, recently, which has been really cool to see you do.
Yeah, well, I mean, no sleep, and then working on a few different shows with other people, kind of helping mostly on the producing end, helping them tighten up their promotion, advertising, and just the curation of the show.
Yeah.
Make sure they get more people there.
Yeah, well, and then also, like, I just mean in general, like, you've been doing a lot more just actual shows. Like, you've actually been doing, it's been nice to see you on stage and actually performing at shows.
Oh, fucking doing stand-up?
Yeah, and roast battles and, like, just destroying my ego.
Yeah, it was good to fucking ruin your entire life for a night.
Yeah, within three jokes.
Gotta be careful with Wade's poor, fragile ego.
Yes, absolutely. No, stand-up is good, and it's been good to me, and it's fun to do shows, and yeah. I just like shows in general, live entertainment, whether I'm on stage, off stage, to the side of the stage, it's always fun.
Yeah, I feel like live shows, as I've gotten into them, I've started appreciating what goes into them more. Have you felt the same way? Like as far as when you go to a show after you've learned how to put one on? I know you've been in kind of some shows, like as far as bands and stuff like that before, but do you kind of appreciate a live show more now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every single show I go to, whether it be theater or live music, comedy, you just see all the little mechanics and orchestration that everyone's doing in order to make a show happen. And you really start to see the delineation between people who are going above and beyond to make their shows great, even if it's 30 people there, and the people who are just, we're talented, everyone should show up. Those people tend not to get as many people on the involved or coming to the shows, because they don't incentivize people other than just assuming everyone is going to be on board. Like, I went to this live podcast show at a venue here in Des Moines randomly recently, and they had like four people there. And one of the people on the show is somebody I know, not a comedian. But I couldn't help but feel like, what did you think was going to happen when you don't promote and you just assume that everyone's going to show up based off your merit? Because most people have at best 10 to 20 people who will actually show up to anything they do. You know, it's just...
Yeah, it's a little bit of a too inflated of an ego. You think you're
higher up. Yeah, it's an ego issue. It's an ego issue. You need to, the way I describe it to a lot of people and how Jeremy and I talk about it is, you need to put on a show that looks so good and interesting and worth going to that someone would reschedule their mom's funeral, be like, fuck it, we'll bury her tomorrow or whatever. Like, you need to create a show at that level.
By the way, happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day.
We don't need to go to her funeral. We'll do it the next week. No sleep's going on.
That's right. You want to put a show at that level.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It makes total sense. Yeah, that's good, though. I'm just glad to see you doing shit well. It's been awesome. It's just fun to see all of us doing well.
Yeah.
And you know, like this, from every aspect.
Like, I feel like I need to jump in and say, listeners, we are not saying to have a good stand-up act. You need to murder your mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Clarify that. No.
Honestly, that would be a good stand-up act. Just bring your mom on stage and fucking kill her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a certain demographic for that type of thing.
Yeah.
You'll get at least a new 10 minutes out of it, I guess.
Oh, you might get another. You might get 30 years out of it in prison.
True. Yeah, I was going to say, you'll get more than your 10 minutes on CNN as you're going to prison, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, until they stop, you know, naming names of killers, you know, they're starting to do that now. They're like, oh, you mean by glorifying it, we're actually creating more people to do it?
Oh, no.
What an interesting concept.
It's weird that this keeps happening.
It's a weird paradox that I understand the desire to cover something tragic that happens, like a tsunami or a school shooting, but then, in turn, you're also, for better or for worse, giving these people a platform. You know, they're going to have books written about them, documentaries, and that's going to make people who feel like they have nothing feel like they can get books and documentaries written about them by shooting up a Pizza Hut or whatever.
Yeah, the bottom line, though, is it's so cliche nowadays. Back in the day when it was good, people got, like, cool nicknames to go with it. Nowadays, they just use your regular name. It's not any fun. People don't get those cool, sick names that go along. Everybody is like, oh, yeah, the Unabomber or... fucking all these other ones. It's like, oh, I know the nickname. I don't know that person's name.
Yeah, the Zodiac Killer or...
the Golden State Killer.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a dope rapper name, by the way.
I mean, they're still kind of giving people names, but I think that's actually a move on the news's part, is to talk about the event. Like, so like the Sandy Hook shooting. They say the Sandy Hook shooting. Sandy Hook shooting, rather than talk about Adam Lanza, who's the guy who did it.
Right. That's you know, good, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just talked about it, so yeah. so now they're famous. But, yeah, you know, but is anyone in America or in the world going to pretend that we're not fascinated by violence?
No. Well, think about it. It's like what you said, making documentary. Like, Columbine happened in 97,
98, 97, I think.
Yeah, something like that. They're still making documentaries about that.
Yeah, they went bowling.
Yeah. Fucking, what's his name?
Michael Moore, right?
Michael Moore. I almost said Michael Myers.
Michael Voorhees.
Michael Voorhees.
Jason.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
we
dude
all
definitely
suck.
Joins a bowling league, by the way. Yeah. Michael Moore definitely has a bowling league that he goes to every Thursday.
All matching,
and he probably
like,
sucks
silk
really
shirts.
Bad. Yeah. Drinking White Russians because he's too big of a fan of the Big Lebowski.
He just looks like a disaster. He looks just like a fucking slug of a human being.
He's like what you think everybody should look like who eats McDonald's every day.
Or
that, or he
World
looks like what would happen if a giant were to step on you.
Yeah, he really looks like dog shit. Yeah, anyway.
Oh, man, Nathan, what have you been up to recently this week?
Fucking around, man.
Fucking around? Oh, yeah? What are you doing?
Huh? Oh, I double-dipped back into that fucking Destiny game to play with other people on PS4. So now I got two different fucking versions? Yeah, I got a problem.
You do have a problem. That game sucks, and you shouldn't be playing it.
I just fucking had nothing else to do.
What do you mean you have nothing else to do?
Okay. You got me. Anyways, no, yesterday we had a graduation party pre-Mother's Day thing, get-together with all the family, and then we sat down and started playing this fucking card game. I bet you've played it, but fuck this game. I don't know what it's called. All I know is you get four cards. It's the, you gotta guess the color, red or black. The next one's
Oh, Ride the Bus.
There we go, yes. And if you get on the bus, fuck that game.
Yeah, no, Riding the Bus is a terrible game, and that game is not designed for you to actually play and have fun. It's designed to get you really fucked up.
Goal accomplished.
Yeah? Are you a hurting unit today?
I was this morning. I just... that game made us eat through all the beers. We ran out of beer.
Well, that sounds like you accomplished the goal.
I mean, it did, but woo! Having to ride the bus twice? That was the worst.
Yeah, you never want to ride the bus. Did you go all the way through the deck twice?
All the way through the first time, halfway through the second.
Jesus Christ, man.
Hey, Nate, what was the length of the bus you were riding?
You know, it's about a 8-inch bus.
Yeah. You had to ride it like roller skates.
Did the
bus have a helmet on top of it?
It actually had a raincoat.
Have you ever played that game, AJ? Ride the Bus?
Yeah. No, I've played all the drinking games. I'm bad at all of them, and I always get wasted and, like, puke on some girl. Happens every single time.
You've puked on a girl?
I'm hoping this is followed up, like, I vomited on you. Hey, you want to hook up now? You already have some DNA on you.
Yeah. No, I guess I've never puked on a girl. There was a string of time from, 17 to 24 where every time I would binge drink, I would just puke. It was good because then I would just rally, but I guess I've never puked on a girl, but I've had a lot of girls puke on me. I've had at least 4 or 5 girls puke on me.
4 to 5 girls?
Girls I wasn't even, trying to hook up with. Just girls in general who I was sitting next to on a couch at a party, and they'll just lean over and right in my lap. See, it just happens.
Girls can get away with that shit, too, because you can't do anything about it. But if a dude did that to you, you can, hit him.
Yeah. You can pepper spray him. Or, yeah. Whatever.
That just, oh, God. You just reminded me talking about people puking on each other. Fucking, Wade, you'll remember, Jared?
Yeah,
hanging out with him, we were having a big drinking party. Him and some other girl drank way too much, ended up going in to puke, and they were taking turns vomiting. Like, one would throw up, then lift their head, the other one would go down. It was kind of, it was impressive.
People,
like,
People pay to see synchronized puking.
Yes. Yeah. It was a beautiful. They definitely got the gold medal. And to celebrate after their third pukes, they both made out over the toilet. It was fantastic.
All I can imagine is it's like the Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he's playing the piano. That's what it sounded like, them vomiting off and on.
Yeah, it was disgusting to watch, but it was such a train wreck that you could not look away.
I like how they just left the door open. They were like, you guys want to see a fucking show?
Oh, no, they're just fucking, they're blackout drunk.
That's awesome. I don't think I've ever been puked on. The only thing I've had is, like, I went back with a girl one time, and she totally pissed on me while we were sleeping in the bed.
Oh, you got golden shower?
Yeah, an unintentional one.
Oh, they're all intentional.
That was the weirdest one, especially because we weren't in her bed. We were in a roommate's bed for some reason.
Oh, then you should have pissed on her back. It's only fair.
I didn't know what to do. I just kind of got up and left. I was like, I'm out.
She was trying to experiment, and you bailed.
Yeah, she was just trying to see where I was at, like, on that scale. She's like, where's your kink end?
Apparently, hers was just starting.
Yeah, I guess.
She's like, okay, I'm going to pee the bed. You spank me and call me a naughty girl.
AJ, do you have a favorite drinking game, though, since you've played them all? Do you have one that you like the best?
I'm not really one for drink games because they just get me too drunk. Like, I'm an endurance drinker. I don't like to speedball drinking anymore. But if I was to choose one, I do like Flippy Cup. Flippy Cup's pretty fun.
That is a fun one. I like
that's a fun one. I enjoy that. And it always gets me hammered. And then I wind up fucking kissing some ugly girl. It just happens every time. Every single time.
But they're beautiful on the inside, AJ. Remember that.
No, they're not. They're really not.
Have you ever played Flip Cart?
No, I haven't played Flip Cart.
Okay, this is a game me and some buddies came up with. Well, we say we did. Who knows? Because anymore, you don't... I feel like people call bullshit on things you invent anymore because they just find somebody else who did it on the internet. Oh, you guys probably got it from this. I don't know, though. But we came up with this idea where it was Flip Cup. But it was Mario Kart, so you would start, as soon as you hear the beep to go, like it counts down, you slam the first beer, and then you have to flip the cup. Then run into where the game system is, race the first lap, make sure your guy comes to a complete stop, run back in, do the next cup, and then do it until you win, until the race is over.
That sounds like a pretty good game.
It is, and especially because we didn't like do it all in the same room, you had to run back and forth between rooms. We broke a lot of furniture.
Yeah. No, I like games like that. Like, I've heard the Finding Nemo game where you drink every single time they say Nemo.
No, I've never heard that.
Every single time. Like, you watch Finding Nemo, and then every single time they say Nemo in the movie, you have to take a shot.
God damn it. That, I feel like you could look that up online, and it probably tells you how many times you're going to be drinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're going to be fucking hammered. There's no way. You're going to make it to the end of that movie.
Use a good drinking game is to drink every time Thunder said in Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Fuck you.
Like, that was the one. Well, it's the same goal. Just get completely fucked right away.
Thunderstruck.
They say Thunder like 20 times before you actually start singing.
We used to do, like, somebody made these things called Power Hours. You ever heard of a Power Hour?
Oh, yeah.
You, you do, CD. Like, a shot of beer every minute for an hour or something like that.
And somebody made in our house in college, it was just a whole CD, or not even a CD, it was a DVD of chunks from music videos, just a minute of them. So you'd watch the music videos. Every time it switched, you had to take a drink.
That's good producing.
Oh, dude, kudos to them for doing that. It was really nice.
Did they have nice smooth cuts to transition over?
They did, actually, which was surprising. I think this was one of those people who had like was going into production or something, and that's why they made them for us.
There you go.
Somebody in film school.
Yeah. That everybody knows Iowa State's known for their film department.
That's right. That's right.
Definitely not the computer engineering.
They're known for business, I thought, aren't they?
No, more for the engineer school than anything.
Really? Yeah. I thought Iowa State was the big engineering school.
That's what I said, Iowa State.
Oh, I thought you said Iowa.
No, Iowa's known for their business school and
drugs.
Yeah, even their tight ends are selling fucking dime bags.
They're fucking so used to doing lines, they're trying to snort off the field.
Trying to snort the goal line or whatever.
Exactly.
That fucking wide line.
Coach goes, get to the goal line. A line?
What? Where? Huh?
I thought I was done doing rails off random places.
Coach, I haven't slept in 6 days.
Don't look at my bathroom.
Do you remember that, Nathan? That one Iowa player who got busted for basically running a drug house while I was there? And he was, like, super good. Like, he was going to go to the NFL, actually.
Was that that running back that, like, couldn't not knock up a girl?
No, that was no, that was another kid. That was a dude from Sioux City.
That dude had like, mega sperm.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure his sperm just punched through condoms.
Oh, for sure.
Have you ever heard of this dude, AJ?
No.
Okay. Brendan Wager.
Good guy.
Brendan Wager. So this is the story, dude. So he goes to Iowa, has a hell of a freshman year, fucks the backup running back's sister and gets her pregnant. They kick him off the team. Then he goes back to Sioux City and he ends up playing at another college up there. And then he bangs this dude's wife and knocks her up. And then he goes to this junior college and plays there for a little bit, and I think he knocked up one more girl there, too. But he just kept getting kicked out because he just kept fucking other people's, like, relatives or wives.
This guy's a legend.
Yeah, and I think the only reason he got all these girls knocked up is because he went to a Catholic school, so they didn't teach him how to use a fucking condom.
Well, that, and he's just a big fan of Mother's Day, and he wants to have more mothers out there.
That, too. This episode of Who Gives That Podcast brought to you by mothers. We all want them.
Brought to you by MyPillow.
Just perfect for her to bite. Yeah, man. I don't know what else is going on. Nathan, you got any good news stories? Because I got one that's really weird that I found the other day.
Oh, I got plenty. Here is my favorite one in your realm of expertise, and that is Charlotte.
I have expertise? That's giving me...
Oh, no, because I have none. Charlotte Flair.
Oh, good.
She was wrestling and popped one of her chesticles.
No shit. I didn't see this.
So, she popped one of her boobs. And I couldn't believe that this happened. But don't worry. Every fan of this person, whoever she is, she'll come back bigger and better than ever.
Well, maybe she can actually fix her boob job that she had. Because she had some nudes leak, and it was kind of awkward. It was just very weird looking. I don't know who she got to do the original job, but it was I don't think it went according to plan.
Yeah, you still got off, though.
No, that sucks. Doesn't that happen a lot, like, with girls? If they're, like, super active and they have breast implants, they pop a lot, don't they?
I don't know, but, yeah, I'm just thinking in wrestling, a place where people hit you across the chest, like, in the moves where they throw you on the ground, stomach first, why would you want breast implants?
Well, because it's all about sex appeal. Sex sells, Nathan, and you know that. And that's why we're going to release our Who Gives a F calendar of us just posing every month. It's going to be great. AJ's going to be in there in July. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you guys are going to love my October spread of me riding that bus. I was just laughing because, like, you go through it and it's like, oh, cool, you're going to get breast implants. And, yeah, you say sex appeal, and then I laugh because I'm like, oh, but we're not supposed to treat them as sexy people and objects, but they totally want you to.
You can totally die from a breast implant exploding, right?
Because yes.
Of all the chemicals?
Yeah, it's putting fucking foreign shit in your body. So that's why you should just get a nice feathery pillow of just copious amounts of blow or something just to pop out. And hey,
yes.
They get the energy to finish their match.
Have either of you two been with a girl with fake boobs?
Yes.
Really? What's it like? It seems like it's got to be a little weird.
It's definitely obvious it's fake. They're super firm.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's AJ?
I've been with a girl with an augmentation. So it was a girl who had a breast reduction, and then they do a reduction and a lift, but there's no implant involved. And they were great.
Yeah, see, because that's not like you're just taking away to make them look better rather than adding. I feel like if you add to it, it always doesn't end as well as you hope it does.
Yeah, I think it just winds up. I'm all for body positivity, guys. And
you would hate our episode 2 episodes ago, then.
Now, generally speaking, I think just do what you have. Just natural just tends to be better. If you have floppy tits or a saggy ass or a small dick, just rock it and figure out other ways to attract people.
That's why spandex were invented.
Yeah.
So you can just walk out there and hip thrust your micropene.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think there are some things that science isn't really going to be able to fix anytime soon.
I mean, you could totally get somebody else's wang attached to your body and it'll work.
Yeah, that is true. They finally did do that.
But then you're the guy with another person's penis, and there's not a way to get around that.
And yeah. There's nothing worse than seeing idle penis, too, right? And nobody wants that.
Yeah, like, I think it's just, you have what you have. Make the best of it.
You say idle penis, I'm just picturing, like, rock-hard boners at the worst of times. Like, at a funeral.
Yeah, exactly. You have the penis of a serial killer. Yeah. Doc, what did you do to me?
Why is this the only time this happens?
This is the last time I go to Dr. Frankenstein. That guy's a hack.
I see what you did there. But no, so sticking with Charlotte Flair, though. So a couple days after this broke, this news, not her titty, she's in a house show, fell, broke out some of her teeth.
Oh, damn. She's having a rough go of it. That sucks. It sucks that this has all happened to her because she just lost the belt, too. It's when it rains, it pours, man.
Yeah, she's losing everything. Her tits, her teeth.
You know, there was something that happened last pay-per-view that I'm surprised nobody lost a testicle to, and that was how the AJ Styles-Nakamura fight ended. It ended with them both simultaneously dick-kicking each other.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like it was an in-tandem dick kick, and that's how the match ended.
So they just go 1, 2, 3, scissor kick?
Yeah, they both just took one, like a boot kick to the dick from both of themselves. Like, just right in tandem. I want to get the picture of that and, like, frame it and put it above my couch, because I bet it'd be a cool picture. Just two dudes in center ring kicking each other square in the dick.
I don't know what that says about you, but it does bring questions.
No, well, you know what? I call it art.
I call it wanting to ride the bus.
That is too bad about Charlotte Flair, though. I mean, you know, she can use some money that she can find on the interstate, though, because a Brinks truck had its goddamn gates blown off of it, and they lost $500,000 out the back on the interstate.
Oh, yeah, really? I heard about
this. Yeah, that
this.
Happened in California.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Then the best part is the cops put out, like, a little thing saying, hey, you should definitely return all that money.
Yeah, they said they lost, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then, yeah, they're, well, this is a federal crime if you keep the money. It's like, we just pulled over. Nobody even saw us grabbing all this money with a gang of people.
Well, apparently, too, like, a couple people got, like, giant bags that had fallen out that were intact and just threw them in the bed of their truck and
fuck
just drove
yeah.
off.
I mean, did they have, like, cartoon money signs on them?
I hope so.
Say Acme on the bags.
I don't know if I'm 100% right on this. I'm not a lawyer, but I do believe in finders keepers.
Oh, for sure. You just can't put that shit in the bank. You got to keep it under your mattress or something. Because basically that's drug money now.
It's just drug money.
Well, I mean, it is. It's like, I can't put this in the bank. It'll be kind of obvious. I just walk in with fresh, minted stacks of hundos.
I was wondering about that. So, do they keep track of all the VIN number? Or not VIN numbers. That's a car.
Okay. They stole millions of cars off the side of the road. Weird.
God damn it. Vin Diesel is at it again. But it's like...
You're talking about the numbers on the...
Yeah, like, what are they called? The serial numbers? Is that what they are? Or something anyway, like
some
that.
Some type of number.
But, like, do they keep track of that? Because I don't know if it was, like, minted print. Because it was a Brinks truck. It wasn't, like, a Federal Reserve truck. They're different. So I don't know if they keep track of all that. So, like, if you went to use that, could they be like, oh, this is part of that batch? I didn't know.
It's doubtful. I think the way they'd be able to track that kind of money when it comes to the people who may have got a lot of that money would be... kind of the IRS level, where it's the people who might be a bit dumber would put it into their checking account, and the IRS, the federal government, would all of a sudden be like, oh, these people within a 50-mile radius of this accident with the Brinks truck, now, you know, a couple of these people in the area seem to have $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 in the bank, and they don't make that kind of money. They didn't get a tax return recently. They didn't win the lottery. Where did that money come from? It's the same way drug dealers get busted.
So you're saying you need to move.
Change your name. Don't put it in the bank. Shit like that. But even if you don't put it in the bank, the IRS, the federal government, keeps track of the things you own, the things that are in your name. So even if you didn't put the money in the bank, but you bought a car and it was in your name, they'd be like, oh, how did he afford an $80,000 car on a $10 an hour job?
Yeah, that's true.
It's shit like that. Side hustle. Yeah, you have to be pretty smart about that stuff.
I've been selling plasma like crazy.
Yeah.
I donated my body to science. Well, that only gives you like 10 grand.
Is that all it is? Wait, you can sell your body to science for 10 grand?
Yeah.
But they just use it for like experiments or parts afterwards? Is that how that works?
Fuck if I know. For all I know, they come kill you.
Oh.
I'm saying. You're just
on the deathbed. They're like, I want to live. And they're like, yeah, but man, pull the plug.
Just put a hit out on yourself.
Yeah.
Here's AJ's pillow. Bite on this.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, good for the people that got that money. I hope they keep it and don't get fucking caught.
Why don't you just buy... My thing is, like, you have all that money, just buy groceries for a while.
Yeah.
Like, that's what
you
do.
Or have the best night of your life at a strip club.
$100,000 at the strip club in one night.
Jesus.
I hope you get every STD possible.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You pretty much deserve it at that point.
If you spend that much money, everybody, like the club owner, should fuck you too.
Oh, they would.
Everybody, yeah.
They'd come give you a reach around while you're getting a lap dance. It'd just be weird.
Yeah, that's rapper money. That's a lot of fucking money.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, Google just had some summit thing where they're introducing all their new tech, and one of those things was for their assistant to actually be able to do stuff for you, such as if you need a haircut and you just say and you just tell Google that you need that haircut, you tell it a special time and at your wherever the hell you go get your haircut, it will call and have a conversation. They played the conversation. It sounds exactly like a regular fucking person, down to where it goes in the middle of it. It'll go,
I saw this video, but you also have to understand that what they're showing at this time is definitely like a doctored up, like their best version of that.
Oh, for sure.
You know, there was a couple of times where it was like, it was just sitting there. It called the place to get a haircut. Hello. Yes, I need to get a haircut. What's your name? Fuck cunt. And it's like, oh shit. The AI is acting up again.
No, the phone user asked me to call him Star Ass or some bullshit, whatever the fuck you want to name yourself. What, or is that just Siri? I fucking don't even know.
That Siri calls me Batman, so
okay, well there you go. Ego.
That'd be awesome.
Again, yeah, we need ego.
Yeah, exactly. I am the knight.
Oh geez, not this again.
No, I don't it's so weird to me, because all that is like, there's an ego thing is using that program. You're like, I'm so stuck up about that, I think I should have a personal assistant, that I'm going to have this digital thing call other people for me.
Oh, I mean, it's... That shit's going to get fucking crazy with AI getting like that, and then pretty soon it's going to be people complaining that they still have to wipe their own ass. They need... The fucking bidet doesn't do enough, doesn't pound their ass with water enough. It's just fucking... I need this robot to come in here. It really gets in there. Give me like a fucking massage in my asshole to make sure I'm clean.
How often do you, like, how long do you think it'll be before, like, the hair salon has a Google thing answering the phone, talking to the Google thing calling it?
Oh, yeah.
Versus those two things talking to each other. That scares the shit out of me.
Oh, for sure. Because then the real conversation can happen. To each other. Yo, this fucking lazy fucker was just calling to set up an appointment. Oh, yeah, okay, well, my shitty hair salon will do it.
Yeah, it's just like they start getting real catty like a normal receptionist would.
Exactly. It's like your BFF's calling. I don't have to fucking care about anything.
Yo, it's Stacy's Google. Oh, this is Tara's Google, girl. How you doing?
Oh, it's that bitch.
I don't know why, like catty Google home assistant sounds like something that should be a show.
That'd be fucking talking shit on you. I wish you could program your phone to actually be just the sarcastic asshole that you really want in your AI.
So, Nathan, you telling me you want to download your personality and put it on a phone is what you're
saying. That'd be fucking dope.
God, you're narcissistic.
Everybody would want a horrible... Yeah? Who isn't?
Well,
a bunch of vain motherfuckers make the world go round.
I think some people like having the fact that they can just yell at their phone and their phone just takes it. The last thing they want is their phone to have better burns than them.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. Those people that are yelling at their phone don't have any good ones either.
That's true.
I can't. My life's shit. The only person that listens to me is my phone, and I gotta vent my anger.
Yeah, I guess.
But no,
I don't know.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know. I was just gonna ask AJ. Like, do you use any like technology like that? Do you have like the Google Home or like a Siri or anything like that that you use?
I have the S8, the Galaxy. So I have Bixby. Is the name of. Every once in a while, I'll do the little voice command, but the technology is still a little ways out. I think maybe 5 years from now. Sorry, 5 years from now, it'll be to the point where I can say anything from slang and like American slang to totally proper English, and it'll actually do what I want. Where it's just having trouble cooperating with certain apps and this other bullshit. I think the best thing, Siri and Bixby and these other, Cortana, I think is one of them too for Google Phone. The best thing they have to offer is just asking them funny questions. Like sometimes me and my friends will get drunk and we'll ask Siri, you know, where's the best place to hide a body or like shit like that. Like that's what Siri has to offer, or Google Maps shit.
Some poor sap at the FBI is just reading over your search history. Yeah, like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Yeah, that's the best it has to offer. AI is not at that level yet.
Every time
it'll
you queue up Siri for that, yeah, there's probably a call. Has there been any murders lately? Anybody go missing?
Any missing drifters in this area?
How many Amber Alerts have gone off in that area?
Yeah, definitely. Nah, AI will come along. Yeah, I think it'll be to a pretty substantial level by the time I'm dead. So, like, 2 years from now. but, yeah. Nah, it's coming along.
I don't like a lot of that shit. Like, I don't like... the Google Home stuff, like, the ones where you just have your home... Like, your phone, I kind of get. Like, I don't know why that one... I used to use it, but I've actually turned it off. Just because Siri doesn't work worth a damn, in my opinion. Mm. And But, like, I don't like the idea of, like, just putting those things in your home. And, like, because they're always listening. That's the weird thing, and that bothers me for some
reason. Are you talking about, like, Alexa?
Alexa and, like, Google Home and all those ones, yeah.
Echo, yeah. All those different things. Yeah, I know. I'm sure they're listening, and it's just like everything you do. My phone right now is GPS tracking where I am.
Yeah,
like,
they all
you can
are.
Go in on Google. I mean, I think there's a way to disable it, but unless it comes standard enabled from what I understand, and you can go and see everywhere you went for like the last couple months. Like every day you can see exactly like you went from your house to your job to this place to that. If you don't think Google is selling that data and that Google is tracking you if they want to, and then you're just fucking delusional. Like,
right.
They have access to that, but we want that. Like, you know, you can't have it both ways. Yeah. You want to be able to punch in how to get to Jethro's barbecue from here, which is GPS location. You can't have that. And then also not have them track you all the time anyway.
Yeah.
It's what you take with that convenience.
Well,
so
And it's funny you guys bring up Alexa, because I actually found a story. Amazon's actually teamed up with some home builders up in New York. They're going to start building the first all hooked up house where there's just Alexas and everything. It's just a smart home everywhere. So that thing.
I can't do that, woo! Dave. You can't leave the premises. The world is too dangerous.
Pretty much.
What is that? What is that movie where it's like the ship that it's like the with the red glowing light that talks that like becomes it's an AI, but it starts like basically telling people what it can and can't do.
Resident Evil?
No, maybe, I don't know. no, it's like it was an old sci-fi movie. It's where the ship is like basically takes over. I can't remember.
There's a Stephen King movie that had that shit where a dude like didn't. He didn't socialize, so he created an AI, and there was this chick that was around with him that was basically like his girlfriend. That's how he programmed it. And when he actually gets a girlfriend, it gets super jealous and ends up like trying to murder all of them.
You know what they should do with this all hooked up house that they're gonna build with Alexa in it? They should just give it to a crazy homeless man so he can at least finally say the voices he's hearing are real.
I think it'd be more productive as like a filming house for Pornhub. I mean, you get all those high quality sound effects bouncing off all the walls. You could hear it all the time.
It's your ex Alexa's just like, it sounds like you're in pain. Should I call the police?
Oh, they'd get called because they'd be, oh, fuck yes!
Choke me!
Oh, God. Did I hear correctly? Yeah. You wanted to buy another swing?
Alexa, we're out of lube.
Alexa, one noose.
Alexa, what's the strongest point in the house to hang a body?
Exactly.
Center beam. So I was also super pumped about seeing this too. And I know as an avid scotch drinker, Wade, you will be too. Johnny Walker has said that they're coming out with a limited edition version of this new Johnny Walker, and it's going to be called White Walker. And it is, yes, Game of Thrones tied in.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Bottle looks fucking awesome.
And it's also $300.
I have no... If they're charging like they do for Johnny Walker Blue, then fuck that. But bottle's awesome.
I bet... See, it's hard telling, because, like, is it only a limited run, or are they trying to sell a bunch of them for the novelty thing? Because I bet you a lot of the fans of Game of Thrones, most of them can't afford a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue. Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. Most people just find fuck tons of money on the side of the street, and this is what they can buy with it.
Yeah. I'm having Brink's some Johnny truck. Walker Blue! White Walker, though. They better be like a clear scotch. Has there ever been a clear scotch? That would be interesting.
I don't know. Like, you couldn't really tell through this bottle because it looks like it's all frosted up. And then the replacing the Johnny Walker dude is the Night King doing just strut, like walking instead. It looks fucking dope.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of interested into it, but like, it's, I don't know, it's not, I would probably never buy it. I would probably look at the label and be, oh, that's cool, and then, like, never try to get it.
Okay.
It's just the way I look at it, man.
Let's start.
You drink scotch ever?
Yeah.
AJ?
I would definitely try it. I will not pay over $30 for any alcohol, period. I just don't. Yeah. Not something I'm
I was gonna say
do.
Because like I was like a scotch like the scotch I drink is like $40, but then you're like $30. I'm like, ah, well, you're out of that price range.
Yeah, no, like I would just never buy it. Like I'm doing it for one reason, to get hammered. So it's like I can get hammered off alcohol much cheaper than that.
But you say no to Yukon Jack.
Yeah, I do. I mean, there are some things that are out of the running, but I mean, I would try it. Like, I would try anything classy. Like, I've had Glenlivet, like, you know, plenty of classy shit. I'll buy a shot, but I'm not going to buy a $70, $80, $300 bottle of scotch. I'm just not going to do it.
What is your one alcohol that you're like, there's no fucking way I'm drinking that?
Probably tequila.
Oh, really?
Tequila, in my opinion, is the worst liquor of all time.
Why is that?
It just has the worst taste, worst aftertaste, worst hangovers, worst drunks. Like, every time I've drank tequila, that was the least favorite person I've been drunk. just not who I wanted to be. It wasn't anything real bad. I just didn't like my head space within it. Next to that would probably be vodka. I don't like vodka.
I fucking hate vodka.
But tequila, like, even vodka, I've had a good run with when I was younger. Tequila, I've never once drank more than a single night. And the single night I drank it, I remember the first time I ever drank tequila, I smoked, like, 3 cigarettes back-to-back, filter first.
Oh, fuck. Like, you actually smoked them?
I smoked, like, a couple puffs and realized I was smoking it, like, lighting the filter, threw it out, pulled up another cigarette, and accidentally lit the filter and smoked it, and then did it again, you know, where
Jesus,
tequila
is just
a fucking disaster. There's nothing good about it, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. And that's how cancer happens.
Yeah. Filter first isn't good, guys. It's not good.
No, Jesus. It's definitely not. And it's funny is, like, you know, because it's just like, whoom, because it does not, that is not meant to be ignited.
No, and it tastes bad. But again, when you're fucked up on Jose Gold or whatever, that same night when I drank tequila, there was this girl who objectively was an asshole, but it was her place. I had a couple like shots of tequila, and then I started talking to her and giving her compliments and all this other stuff for no reason. She didn't deserve those compliments. She was an asshole. But it was literally just, at that point, I was I just wanted to fuck anything. It was just what it was.
Are you telling me you got mad because you were genuinely being nice to somebody?
No, but I wasn't. That was the part that was bad about it, was because I wasn't genuine. I actually, the whole time, thought she was an asshole. I was lying to her.
Oh, okay, I get you. Yeah. So you're more mad at the fact that you felt like you were being more manipulative.
Yeah, I was being totally manipulative, totally being
selfish.
Yeah, and it was just bringing out this weird vindictive part of me, where I wanted to play her. Not even, like, sexually, just wanted to play her.
Just mess with her ego?
Yep. Yeah, just wanted to, like, ruin her night.
Oh, just like you did on Wade.
Yeah. And tequila's done that to me every single time I've drank it. It makes me, like, kind of mean. And
that's how I am with vodka. I get fucking mean. It's not even that I get mean. It's things irritate me quicker. Like, you could say something, just one phrase, and I'm instantly going to go at you. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah, you're just going to instantly pounce. I mean, that's what tequila feels like to me. That's why I like beer. I like whiskey, too, a lot. Whiskey doesn't make me that way. Whiskey just makes me happy. It just makes me happy and sleepy, kind of, you know. But tequila, yeah, that's just bad news for me. Just not good.
I can't remember, Nathan. What's the one you don't drink? I know you have one, don't you?
That I don't drink? Fuck. Tequila. I'm pretty sure it is tequila.
Really?
It's a bite. I love vodka. I toned
back
on whiskey.
I know you do, you fucking weirdo.
What? No. I had to tone back on whiskey because I start drinking that, that's just Blackout City. And then I'm wondering the rest of the time trying to pick up pieces, asking everybody what happened.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've seen you in those states quite a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, any liquor will do that. Like whiskey, you know, I have 5, 6, or 7 mixed drinks that I poured. I'll be blackout. I'll text 15 girls that I love them. You know, like all the shit. You know, all the dumb shit.
Drunk text. Oh, man. Drunk texting's the worst.
Yeah, no. Most people should just set the phone aside after, like, 2 drinks. But, yeah, no, it's just, like, tequila is just a fucking nightmare, in my opinion. And it doesn't even taste good. I've had, like, great high-end tequilas that still tasted like tequila to me. Still tasted like shit.
Still tasted like they came out of Jose's bath.
Yeah, I mean, just fucking awful.
Yeah.
Like, I've had vodka that didn't really taste like vodka, and it was good, and I'd probably drink it all night and, you know, throw up in a parking lot. Tequila, it's like I can have one shot of it and never want to do it again.
Yeah.
I can smell and taste tequila right now if I think about it.
Ugh.
It's just, like, the
worst.
Sounds,
yeah, I was going to say, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, like if I think about it, I can remember what that tastes like. It's so bad.
As I wash it down with a Bud Light. Get that taste out of my mouth.
That's right. Yeah. No, I am pro shitty beer. That is one thing that I will pontificate about for years, is that I like craft beer, fancy beers, microbrews as much as the next guy, but I hate people that don't appreciate shitty beers, because shitty beers are meant for endurance. Like, yeah. Bud Light, you can drink 10 of those and do pretty much anything you want. You can go out on this out on the town. If I drink 3 IPAs, I'm going to be hammered.
Yeah.
And the people,
but they're so good.
They're good, but the people who can drink 6-7 IPAs and drive home, you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And they're proud of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just I like the light beers. I'm the first to admit they don't taste good. You know, whatever, but they're like Capri Suns that have alcohol in it. You can just drink a little bit and you know, it's, you can just go about your day. But if you drink 3 like coffee stouts, you're gonna feel full, hate your life. Fuck craft beer.
I like craft beer, but, and as you know, I'm actually probably more of a fan of shitty beers than anybody.
Yeah, you're a high life guy.
Fucking hams.
I drink
bullshit.
Hams.
Yeah. No, I love craft beer, just like I love a great steak, but I don't need to always have a great steak.
Yeah.
I don't always need to have...
I need the filet mignon.
Yeah, I don't need a $30 hamburger to also appreciate the McDonald's hamburger, because they have their purpose. McDonald's hamburger is cheap, it's quick, and it just gets you there. You don't always...
By there, you mean the toilet.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's just... Like, know what you're getting, you know?
Yes. Yeah. No, it makes total sense, because I love shitty beer, and mainly because I am cheap, and there's nothing better than going to a place and seeing, hey, you can buy 60 beers, and they're 50 cents a piece.
Well,
basically.
That also has the added bonus of when everybody comes over, typically they're not touching your beer.
Yeah, if they're snobs about it.
Yeah.
Until they get really drunk and they run out of their shit, and they're like, hey, man. And then you're like, oh, you mean you were shitting on me earlier, and now you want what I have?
Yeah. They run out of their sixer of Peace Tree Brewing, and they're like, oh, can I have a Bud Light? No, fuck you. Weren't you making fun of me for bringing the 30-pack, which costs the same amount as your 6-pack?
Right? That's the fucking weird thing. No, in some cases it's worse, because I bought this one called Dragon's Milk. I remember telling Wade about it. It's hot garbage, because it felt like I was drinking fucking Bacardi 151 infused with beer. But it was $20 for 4 bottles.
Yeah, I would never pay that. I would spit in somebody's face if they told me that much.
Just turn into that dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Like that spits in Newman's face or whatever, yeah.
You start eating the cashier's face.
Yeah, it's just fucking retarded, in my opinion. It's like, you should never pay that much money for any liquid in 4 bottles. I don't care if it's acid. Okay, maybe acid.
Yeah.
That's a lot of acid. But, you know, like, it's just, it's all gimmick shit, where it's like, oh, yeah. We spent 500 days brewing this beer. It's like, no, you didn't. You brewed in your basement with, like, 5 other stoners and created this beer. It's probably not that good. Gives everyone bad hangovers. It's not that good of a beer. Fuck off.
That's exactly what happened.
Beer diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, yeah, you drink one beer. You can barely choke it down. Your breath smells like hops the entire night.
Dude,
it's
that
like,
shit was,
fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. That shit was, like, I think 13%. Like, it was fucking ridiculous.
Like, why drink that? Like, just, you would literally have one beer and be drunk. Most normal people. It's just...
Yeah, why not just do a shot if you want to get to that point?
Yeah, which even shots are douchey to me, too. It's like...
I'm not a big fan of shots. I never really have been.
Shots are fucking... No.
Shots are like what you do when you're 20, 21.
Or you're severely depressed.
Yep, and you're just, like, wanting to either fall asleep right away, like, drunk fall asleep, or... try to get a girl to kiss you at some point that night. At some point.
Do you like falling asleep drunk? I hate when I go to bed after I've been drinking.
Oh, man, fucking everything hurts when you wake up.
Yeah, I mean, I love going to sleep drunk, but I know when I wake up the next day, I'm going to fucking hate myself.
I just learned that it's not sleep. I'm not resting at all.
No, of course not. Well, because you're probably, like, not breathing right. You're still drunk and sleeping. You're not getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I think I fight my demons when I'm in that state of mind.
Yeah. No, if I get real drunk and pass out, more times than not, that's when I have, like, nightmares of ex-girlfriends and all sorts of shit. Then I wake up the next morning, I'm, like, sweating, like, dehydrated, just fucking terrible.
Like, and then you've uploaded three revenge porn videos.
That's right.
Man, thank God AJ put that little GoPro up in his closet.
Thank God.
And the last thing I have is specifically to trigger Wade.
Oh, God.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this segment where Wade gets triggered.
Oh, it will. So, a childless lesbian sexpert, in quotes, says you need to get consent from your baby to change its diaper.
Okay, lady, if you want your kid to have a severe, horrible rash, fine. If you want to be that dumb of a twat, go for it. But have fun when Child Services shows up and sees that you don't take care of your baby because it can't give you verbal fucking consent.
It said coup.
Fucking hate people.
That means no. Coup means no.
Yeah. Coup means coup, bitch.
She's not getting anything in her coup.
No. That's why she's a lesbian.
And childless.
Consent to take off the diaper. It's just...
That makes no sense. I get it if it's an old person, you know, if they're in a retirement home, you gotta ask those people.
Can I take your
But even them, like, what if they have dementia or something?
Right. Oh, I know, I was just making a joke.
No, I know too, but it's just, some of this just gets way in the weeds right away, where it's
if you're wearing a diaper, you are unable to take care of yourself, fuck your consent.
Yeah, you're incontinent, and you're gonna blister and ruin your skin by having shit eat away at it.
It's like the fire department when they rescue those fucking morbidly obese people who got fucking bed sores because they just sat their fat ass on the couch and went, don't need to move.
I just don't get, there's all this like weird movement towards everything where it's like, we're trying to empower people who don't have the ability to have power. Like a baby, it just doesn't know any better. Like, a child doesn't know that it needs to change its diaper. A kid will shit its pants and just keep playing after it shits its pants. They don't know any better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't really have autonomy at that point. No. Just like somebody who is completely brain dead. Like, I mean, if a person's on a ventilator and they have a diaper on and they're shitting themselves all throughout the day, that person isn't able to give you consent. So at that point, do you just let them fester and create bed sores and get infected with feces and then become sick and die that way? I mean, it's just...
Well, you see, AJ, they sold their body to science, so now they're just going to pull the plug so they can cash in.
Yeah, that $10,000 has got them into that position in the first place.
Rock and roll. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just like some of this has to be... common sense, and common sense again develops over time. Common sense in the 1600s is different than it is now, but it needs, I mean, we push the boundaries as we always do intellectually, but I don't think, like, I would love to hear that person's argument, any person's argument that you need a baby's consent to change their diaper. That is the dumbest thing I've heard today, and I spent a few hours a day talking to Jeremy Scavo.
So, I need to bring Jeremy on here people of our podcast, all the flunkies can be like, oh, we get it now.
Yeah, that's a no sleep reference. But it's some of this shit just gets out of hand. It's too much. It's just beyond logic and common sense.
Oh, for sure. Man.
Well, before we just wrap up here, AJ, you got anything you want to plug coming up here? You got stuff you need? Shows or what's going on, man?
Great question.
First off, I can say everybody go check out the No Sleep podcast that's on iTunes and SoundCloud. That's a great podcast. You get to hear about all the local stuff going on in Des Moines. I've been on it.
Talking about potatoes. Good for you.
Been good, yeah. Do them potatoes, dog. I am the human drop machine for No Sleep. I swear to God.
No, Wade's got a lot of bits we can pull from that. A lot of things we can isolate and ruin his life with. Yeah, the No Sleep Podcast, it's on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. It's on every platform you can get it on. I actually have a stand-up show coming up. I'm on a show, not a show of my creation, called The Most Dope Show in Cedar Falls, Friday, May 25th, at the Library on the Hill on College Street. No cover. So this is going to be a good one.
I just did that show. It's fun, though. I was just there.
Yeah, fuck it. It'll be fine. And, yeah, the next No Sleep show, August 4th, Come and Go Theater here in Des Moines, 9 p.m., probably.
Probably.
We'll see what time we want to do it.
Finalize. You heard it here first on Who Gives a F. Yeah.
Who Gives an F.
Come and Go. That was that whack.
Rock that really rocks. Yeah, but that's most of the plugs. Yeah, there's just No Sleep and, yeah.
Just, also, you'll be on the show with me. Aren't you on the Slime City show?
No.
Oh,
I'm
thought
not.
You were.
No.
Fuck. Well, no. I'm going to be at the Slime City show in Des Moines on June 22nd. I'll be doing that. It'll be awesome. It's at 7 o'clock. Come on out. It's a good time. Slime? Going to be rap and comedy.
Oh,
Did you say Slime?
Slime City.
Is it going to be like fucking Nickelodeon Presents Double Dare?
Sure.
All right.
There's going to be a secret word, and I'm totally going to just get drenched in slime.
Keenan and Kel are hosting. It's going to be sick.
I'm going to get sprayed with orange Faygo for show.
It's going to be all that.
But that's all I got going on. Nathan, take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, head on over to punnetgame.com where you can check out this fine little fucking show right in your ear holes every fucking Wednesday. Also, be sure to check out Things About Stuff, our boys that hit it up every Friday. Mondays, well, and Fridays, we got snap reviews. Every other Monday, we have Not Worth the Time, Wade's little Premiero catch up on the news thing.
It's not news at all, Nathan.
Well, it's topics. I don't fucking know, sure. Anyways.
I'm so glad you listen to our shows on our own website.
Haphazardly. then you want to check out
Fun Pun Gaming. That's where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of different video games, talk shit on them, and on each other. And you want to check those out at punandgame.com. You can see all the latest episodes on the homepage. And if you need every playthrough we've ever done, just head on over to the Fun Pun Gaming section. And then if you want to get really, really in-depth with it, just head on over to youtube.com, search Fun Pun Gaming search bar, and hit subscribe.
Well, sweet. That'll do it. Thank you, AJ, for joining us.
Thank you.
And I think we're out. But before I go, I just want to tell you, everybody, a little food for thought. Florida man got arrested by trying to establish dominance with his dog by biting him. We're out.
That dog didn't know how to play well.
Who gives a shit?